Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Deborah.
Hi, it's Coach Kelly.
I want to say that really fast. Hello and welcome, I'm Dr. Deborah. Can you do it?
I can't, I'm going to screw it up.
I don't know. Like I said, we never know what's going to come out of my mouth
when
I have to
truth.
Do that introduction. Hey, you know, I had a very strange... Usually you and I get to talk a little bit before.
Yeah, I know.
But I had to get here late because I had a new client. But I had the oddest experience, which I know you're going to appreciate this.
Tell me.
Because you've probably done this. So you know how it's very popular now for people to do selfies?
Oh,
right?
God.
But have you ever had to do a self-tape video
yes.
for an audition?
All the time.
Oh, well, this was my first
oh.
one. Oh my gosh, I got called on an audition on Wednesday
yeah.
night, and he said, this is due on Friday. Oh. I don't know how to edit. I don't know how to do anything. So I'm sitting there with my, and I don't even know which device to use. Do I use a computer? Do I use my camera? Oh,
Phone.
So I set up for Thursday evening, right? And I figured out during the work day, I was figuring out little tidbits how to do this. And Christopher's pretty sharp with these things, but he had no idea either. So I go through and I do this great, I figured the easiest way I'm going to do this is I'm going to do my little sound bite, right? And I'm going to pause, you know, regather my thoughts,
smart.
And then go right back into whatever, you know.
And then you could just edit the pauses.
And then just cut out those little pauses and then I'd have 1 3-minute tape that would be awesome, right? Well, I didn't know how to edit it. When I edited it, it took it out, but then they were just like 10 individual clips, and I didn't know how to stream them together. It turns out that as we had saved them, they did stream together, but we didn't know where they were. So at 10:30 at night, I'm like, screw this. I'm just going to sit in front of the camera, and I'm going to go
do it once, one thing.
No starts, no stops. I did it. I thought, of course, it was horrible. Agent calls back and goes, this is fantastic.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
So I got a call back, and we'll see what happens.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't bother with the edits. If I have to do it 10 times, I have to do it 10 times because it's like I can't even bother with the edits. So I'll just do it over and over. And, you know, usually the first take is like the best one, though, because you're the most authentic and you're sort of, you
know. This was my last take because I had already done the one that I was working
on editing.
That's
true, but the first one where you're just like, okay, I'm just going to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I just felt like, you know.
Yes.
So that's great.
So that was my experience.
Yeah.
Last week, our pet psychic. Oh, my gosh. So you know what it did for me? It caused me to be even nicer and more in love with my cats
That's
than
so
ever.
Sweet.
I mean, I don't even know that anything that she had said, but just like when Puppy Cat would do his little biting thing, I'd go, sweet Puppy Cat, we don't bite. I was like, instead of like, stop.
It made you have compassion.
Much
well,
more.
Well, let's tell our listeners. So we had last week Sonia Fitzpatrick, who is on SiriusXM. She is the most experienced and trusted animal communicator in the world. And she's the author of 3 books about animal communication. And she hosts the weekly radio show called Animal Intuition. She's like this sweet, proper little English lady.
So cute.
So it was really interesting to hear a little bit more about my moose. And for those of you who don't know, Moose is my dog who came out of my vagina.
Yes.
My only vaginal birth. And yeah, it was really cool. So it was really interesting. I had a good time with her. It was fun.
It was fun. Did you ever figure out the blue blanket?
No, did not figure out the blue blanket. Yeah, I know. We'll just put that one aside. We don't know what that meant. Maybe in a past life, he had a blue blanket.
Maybe so. But it prompted me to retake out. My cats still like to suckle. They're 10 years old. But anything soft, they will suckle. And I thought that maybe I'm supposed to break them of this habit.
Yeah.
The hell with it. I brought out the suckle blankets and they are right back
it's
in
there.
That's
great. Well, she said to do that.
So I did. So it was awesome.
Oh, good.
Any news for you for the week? Any big things?
No, I've just been planning some trips finally. So that's exciting. And we're going to go away for Thanksgiving for a few days and then, you know, back east. And I think we're going to plan a trip to Hawaii at some point.
Ooh.
So it'll be cool. Yeah. I'm
Sans
excited.
Children or?
No.
With the brats.
No, they are.
They are so cute.
Thank God they're cute. Oh. But with the kids. But they have like a good kids club. So we'll keep them occupied for a little bit.
That's awesome. Yay. All right. So should we just
yes!
drop right in? Okay.
Let's
we have, you know, again, we have wonderful guests today.
So
today
excited.
In studio, which is always exciting because yes. we can see their happy faces. We have Kim Gold, who's the design inspiration behind the True Religion Jeans brand. The company became so successful, it went public and was eventually sold. Today, Kim is very involved in mentoring young designers and passing on her words of wisdom, having built several successful fashion businesses. She's written a new book called Gold Standard, How to Rock the World and Run an Empire, which I'm so excited about because it's in hard copy. That's so rare these days. And we have autographed copies. Yay. From her brief marriage to TV producer Mark Burnett of Survivor fame. Survivor. That made you famous, right? Okay. Or him famous. So to selling T-shirts on Venice Beach to creating a multi-million dollar denim wear company, Gold gives us a no-holds-barred account of the challenging, life-altering occurrences that come from fame and fortune of creating a successful fashion empire. And along with Kim is her business partner, Derek LaSalle. Did I get that right? Okay.
That's right.
Kim's business partner, and he's worked on lots of different projects with her, so we're very excited to have you both.
Yay.
Welcome,
thank
Kim
you.
And Derek.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You, absolutely.
Yes.
So cool. So, oh my God. So I have so many questions, and I'm wearing my True Religion T-shirt in honor of us. I want to know, Kim, how you got started. Can you kind of give us a little? I know it's probably a long story. So
no,
maybe...
I'll keep it very brief and short. I actually had three companies prior to True Religion brand jeans that I co-founded. So I've been in business and had my own businesses for a really long time. And this company actually was the one that was the most successful.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with my now ex-husband in mm-hmm. El Segundo. And I sold my shares. It was a public company. Sold my shares about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it just recently sold the company, True Religion Brand Jeans, just recently sold for close to $1 billion.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have a closet full of True Religion?
Yes, exactly. That's a
jeans?
Great question.
I thought you were going to say, do I have a closet full of money?
I don't know. I don't know you quite well enough yet to ask that.
That's so funny, isn't it? I'm a joker. I'm sorry. I do, but I don't wear them anymore.
Really? Do you feel like it's like that's another past life sort of thing?
It is. I think when you design and then when it finally comes, you know, it takes 8 months to design something, 6 to 8 months when mm-hmm. it finally comes to fruition. And then you're over it.
Yeah,
you know?
I get it.
And I have a lot of friends in the business, and I like to wear their stuff. And
yeah,
I'm about what's now.
Sure.
Not to say True Religion isn't.
Right.
But it's in the past.
I get it. It makes sense.
Do you have a childhood story that we would connect the dots to how you got into jeans or how you got it? Is there any
like, like were you always like a fashionista?
Or?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm a denim freak. Love denim. And I started a company called Bella Doll where I would buy old Levi's and put the kimonos on the bottom. Do you remember those?
Oh,
I don't know if
yes,
you remember those.
Yes, I do.
They were everywhere.
Those, yes.
We did. I booked $3 million my first season with that company.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So I then turned, Levi is the mothership of all denim. And
mm-hmm.
So it just kind of went into Bella Doll, then a company called Hippie, and mm-hmm. then True Religion. So there was always a denim. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's a childhood. I mean, as far as I just love denim. I grew up in Malibu, and I was a denim
jeans
girl.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah.
So cool.
And how did the two of you meet and become business partners, Derek and Kim?
Well, we met through a mutual friend of ours, and we worked on a project together, and we got along just great. We both have the same aesthetic and mm-hmm. work ethic and, get it done and
that's
make
great.
It work. And I don't know, we just got along really good. And then so we've had several projects that we've done over the last couple of years. And, it's always good to find a business partner that you can work with, but also that, you have the same
like
sort of morals and things like that.
So. I think it's.
Yeah, I feel like I met you guys in the green room and it was like you guys were like lovers in a past life. Like, in a past life.
Yeah, way past.
Yeah, exactly. But like there was like a kindred spirit. You know?
It's hard to find people, most importantly, that are always on time, because I'm always on time.
Uh-huh.
He's always on time.
Yeah.
And people that you have the same business acumen and have the integrity.
Yeah.
That's hard to find.
So true. It is so
true. I mean, I sometimes think about who would I really trust in my life. Kelly, you are in the top three.
Oh,
like,
you're
people
so
that
sweet.
I would trust, yes. you know, either to manage my trust or that I would just feel like they would always have my best interest at heart. And there, I could only come up with three people.
Yeah.
And you're one of them.
Oh, so. It's just, you too. I feel like I'm amazed that more people don't get shit done. Like, what the hell? Like, I feel like, why are you not efficient? And then I'm like, maybe it's rare to be like super efficient. Do you know what I mean? Maybe people aren't as...
I think that's a... You know? It's like a gene. Like
yes.
You know, I mean, pardon the pun, but it is. There's certain people who like high-powered sports or like, you know, but there are people who just get up in the morning and they have to do stuff and then get it done and they're not procrastinators.
Yep, sure.
I find that people, when people say like these young kids that I mentor and they don't have, they're, you know, at a college, don't have kids, they get to do whatever they want, they're young, and I'm like, what, you're tired?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I know.
I have three kids. Yeah. I'm tired.
Yes. Exactly. She's got three boys, by the way.
Oh,
there's
boy.
Like such a connection.
Oh,
right
boy,
now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. There, there, you're covered for
oh,
five
boys.
Of them now. Three for
so
them fun. And two for you.
Right,
cheers
exactly.
to boys.
I know.
Yeah, so
funny. So, all right. So I want to know also, and can you tell our listeners, what do you think your key to success was? Or is it what we just talked about? Is it being efficient and motivated and competitive and all of that?
Well, I think a lot of it also has to do with being an identical triplet. I needed to find something that stood me out. I mean, we're identical.
So cool.
You
oh
know what I mean?
God.
And so I think it was just kind of grew into my ex-husband calls me called me a tornado. I mean, like,
and if
you don't go along, then it spins you out. And I think so that part of me.
Yeah.
Is a huge part of why I was so successful. And I'm successful. But I think it's really important. I mean, we really only have one life as far as I'm concerned.
So true.
And today is the day.
Are your siblings, your identical twins, boys, girls?
No, we're identical. So we're triplets.
That's right.
We're girls.
You're all girls.
We're all girls. We all look exactly alike, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And are they into the fashion world as well or no?
It's interesting. They are. Michelle is a doctor of acupuncture.
Oh, cool.
Who now became a very famous artist. I mean, she does hotels. She's all over the place.
Oh,
she's
the
gallery. She's incredible. Tracy's a makeup artist.
Oh, cool.
Very creative. Mm-hmm. However, she has three little kids. So her job right now, her most important job is being at home with these kids.
Yeah. My God, so this is a crazy story. So this is in the book that Kim talks about. It's absolutely incredible. Her mom already had a son. And then at 7 months, they didn't have ultrasound back in those days. You know, you didn't know what you were having, boy or girl,
right.
whatever. She gets an X-ray and finds out she's having triplets. Like, can you? I cannot even imagine. Like, one, you know, you have to prepare for that. Two, it's like, oh, my God. And then triplets.
I think the most important, I think the difficult thing of that was... now you have to do six names. First, middle.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
I mean, you gotta, like, what do you do?
Yeah, exactly.
When it usually takes 9 months to figure out a name, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then, wow, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Is your mom, is she resilient? Like, is she the type of person who's like, ah, okay, I'll deal with it? Was she, like, freaking out? Like, what's her personality? Or I guess you have to sort of deal with it, but.
I think that my mom was probably one of the strongest women I know. I dedicated my book to her, and she's a psychologist, and I think that. You have to be strong to raise four kids under the age of two.
Absolutely.
Or commit yourself.
Wow. I did that show.
I've wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I was the therapist on a show called Raising Sextuplets, the couple that had six little babies. And by the time I got on the show, I think they were all a couple of years old at that point, like between two and three.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they split up.
They did, the parents.
Yeah, the parents split up, yeah.
Well,
His anger was pretty much out of control.
Well, I think I know who you're talking about.
It's like I cannot even. So, what were you the therapist there to help the parents?
To help them because they couldn't really cope with each other. They had all these financial differences about how they wanted to raise their family differences, just fighting constantly.
But were they fighting before they had the kids?
Exactly, it's a good question.
I didn't know as much about their backstory as I would have liked to have known. You know, because I was kind of thrown in the core of it. They decided to add a therapist to the mix where they had a priest or a minister and some other experts, but there was kind of an afterthought, and then they decided, because it was a good show, they added two more episodes with that, and then they broke up. But
you know why? Because they didn't bring they didn't do the rabbi. They did the priest, the therapist.
Exactly. You need all of them.
And they needed a rabbi.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
So true. Throw it in there. So true.
But oh just God. To say, like, oh my gosh, just watching them and watching the clips of them and stuff, it was like, I can't imagine. Oh so yeah, God. Your mom was a pretty impressive.
That's incredible.
Wait, so she already had, you have a brother then also?
I have a brother who's about a year and a half older.
Can you,
four of them under two.
My God.
And I have a younger brother too now. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a second marriage.
Oh, okay.
So she had another one.
She's
a rock star.
She is. I'm not kidding.
An absolute rock star.
Do you think her being a psychologist helped at all?
Well, you know, it's funny because in the book we went on a lot of journeys to Est and lot of those.
Now called the Landmark Forum. Now it's Landmark Forum.
And I think that we were very hostile at the time going, but looking back, I think it really helped. I mean, my mom just recently passed, and I think a lot of the things that she said as growing up, I use now, and I think about. So I think it helped.
That's so nice. How old are your kids?
100.
100?
Oh, we're getting a caller.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the
Hello, line. It's Marlon Young calling in for Kim Gold.
Hi, Marlon.
Hi, how are you?
My fiance.
Hello.
Oh, awesome. Do you want to make a comment? Do you have a question?
We put him on the spot.
Go ahead.
Why aren't you at home?
That's so cute.
Why aren't you here?
Well, let's ask Marlon, because Kim, what do you feel like contributed to her success, knowing her personality? What do you think made her so successful? What kind of character traits?
She doesn't take no for an answer.
She doesn't
Great.
Take no?
Okay. Great.
She's shaking her head. No,
I don't. No, I don't. I mean, it's true. I'll take no if Marlon says no, but I don't normally. Right.
Exactly.
I don't normally take no for an answer.
That's the way to do
it. Yeah, no, I think when starting out here, this is some of the backstory that I understand. And we talked about it. A lot of people then didn't want to buy what she had to sell,
right?
You know, in the last company or any of the companies before that, and none of that deterred her. She's like, well, okay, well that just means you don't want it. And I'm not looking for your no. I'm looking for the next person's yes, until she found that. In all the inceptions, she found it. And I think you have to have that. Particularly, have to have that as a woman doing business, and Kim spearheaded that for herself, and I think that contributes to the most part of it. You know,
do you feel like
other than her winning personality and beautiful?
Thanks, honey.
So sweet. Do you feel like that rejection, Kim, really kind of pushed you to even go further initially?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
I think for the amount of no's that I had with all companies I've had, but mainly because I think I was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't really warming up to women in business back in the day, and even now, so it's getting better. But I think with True Religion, I mean, we had everything. It was no forever.
Yeah.
And just say, because the company was just sold for close to $1 billion. So I think that people really need to stay true to their conviction and their passion.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important.
It's so
absolutely
true.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, this is great inspiration for young women business owners, operators who want to climb that ladder. Now, did you get an education in business? Did you go to business school?
Yes, but the thing about fashion, I just knew that my motto is, you know, learn what you don't know,
right?
Because people oftentimes, if they're creative, they're kind of born that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to teach somebody who's not creative to be creative, but if you are creative, know your business and learn that part of business.
And what would you say is Derek's best contribution to make the teamwork together so complete?
And Marlon, we want to hear your take on it too afterward.
Yeah, Derek's. Yeah,
sure.
And okay, well, Derek is probably the most calm human being I've ever met. I'm very animated, and he goes, there's a solution.
Nice.
I'm the one that always tries to say, well, you know what? There's always a solution for something, so we'll find it.
Yeah. So nice. You're the rock.
You kind of have to be. The thing that I like about Kim, though, that I think that draws me to Kim is that she has a really strong perseverance for something that she wants to go after. And I think that's a great inspiration, especially to the young women that she's mentoring, because it shows them that somebody's actually doing that. Yeah. And for me, it's great because we get a lot of work done that way. You know, it's not just me carrying the load. It's both of us. So that's
that
great.
Makes sense.
Right, right.
Yeah. How do you think, why do you think it works, Marlon, their relationship as business partners?
Well, I think that's, I think both of them hit on the key of it, you know, is Kim can, Derek's a calming force with her, you know, in the sense that it's there, a lot of entities involved in putting together a business, whatever the business is, and they all come at Kim at one time. And she sometimes feels like it's that burden is totally on her shoulders. And Derek has the ability to think, well, no, don't worry about that. We'll just piece each one of these things out, work on this one, complete that one, and that will move on to the next thing. And it's a great balance, and I think it means in their partnership. Well, and it works.
I want to give Marlon a shout out, can I?
Absolutely.
Marlon, first of all, is a very well-known actor. He's got a commercial out. I want you to talk. It's a topic that I think you guys have been talking about, getting kids, giving them trophies for not winning.
Right. Oh, so yeah. on sports teams.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's got the Kia commercial that everyone's talking about right now. And he also did an audio on, it's called The Last Dinosaur, and it's about men dealing with women like us, strong
successful.
Women, successful, and it's called The Last Dinosaur, and I'm impressed by him because a lot of men can't really deal with me.
Yeah,
it's true. Marlon
is really great for Kim because he really has a good, not only calming effect, but I think he's so rational that he's able to look at both sides, men and women, and that's rare. Usually, that's right. It's just one-sided.
Yeah. He loves me in spite of me.
Yeah,
so
he
you,
loves her a lot.
When is the date?
Oh, the wedding.
Very true.
when's the date?
Uh-oh.
They're still talking.
Pressure. About it.
They're still talking.
Yeah, well, you know, we've both done this dance before. So we're not in a rush to do this whole legalese of paperwork. We know we're not going anywhere. Yeah. We know we're each other's priority.
Exactly.
We know we're going to be here for a very long time. And we'll set that date when...
So
when we, and when I say we, I mean she.
Exactly. You know,
that
exactly.
That's the right time to do it.
See, he is smart.
He's very smart.
So that's, you know, I totally appreciate that because, you know, having had a marriage and my daughter's grown and my guy and I, we've been together for 7 years, actually, just this month. Uh-huh. And we're not married, but we wear rings.
Well,
and
same here. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I think if you're committed, you're committed.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's to an institution, whatever. Right. I mean, exactly. Like, you know.
Sure.
An institution up north or something?
No, I'm saying, like even if somebody committed us long term, you know,
right, exactly.
There's always that.
Whatever.
Still works.
Sometimes I want to go to sleep in one of those and just, like, you know,
check out.
Get some
right.
rest. Yeah.
A little frontal lobotomy on the way, and
Well, right. Let's give out our phone number because if anybody wants to talk to Kim Gold, she is the design inspiration behind the True Religion Jeans brand and a very successful and strong woman. We're so excited to have her and her partner as well, Derek LaSalle. So you can give us a call at 323-203-0815. Again, this is Dr. Deborah and Coach Kelly.
We're also giving away two copies of her book, Gold Standard, How to Rock the World and Run an Empire. So you can call us and you can get a free copy. We're very excited about it. And it's got her pretty picture on the front.
Oh.
And it's lovely. I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to read it. Kelly, you hogged the books. You forgot to bring them to me last week.
That is my fault. That is true. That is true.
But I will. I think it would be awesome, since we have you here and since we do have a psychology-related show, if we could talk some more about self-esteem and dreams and success and business and sort of tie that into it. So any thoughts or – I don't even know what the direct question is, but something about that.
Sure.
Now?
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll give you 10 minutes. We'll get back to you.
Sorry, I was just kidding.
Perfect.
I'm full of jokes. You know, what's interesting about self-esteem is that I think that women are told no a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if I listened to a lot of my no's, I would not have a self-esteem. I think it comes within. I think that women, they're not really considerate of what they do. It's who they are. And I think women should also know that they can do a lot of stuff. And it's always a balancing act. But I think with a support system and getting up in the morning and doing something you really love to do makes you, I think, a better mate or sister or wife or whatever it is. It's so important. I think that women should really get up in the morning, do what they want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to ask you, with raising three boys, did you feel like it was a really, really tough, hard balance? I can only imagine.
Well, yeah. I mean, the first two are 13 months apart. Because can you imagine if you had your first and then you had, if you were 3 months, that your baby
postpartum,
was 3 months. Yeah. Postpartum,
then, yeah. Uh-huh. And then
you found out you're pregnant with your second. I think a lot, you know what's interesting is they have so much respect for me now. They want to marry a woman who is self-sufficient, strong, has you know, can voice her opinion, has integrity, a business acumen, but really knows how to be nurturing as well. I think that's where the balancing act comes in.
I can see that.
You know, and that's is you're you know, they're my kids. They weren't my friends, but you know, the it was difficult. You know what to say, but
of course,
difficult.
I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, lack of sleep.
Oh.
Nightmare. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think one of the downsides of the feminist movement was that women wanted to become men instead of women becoming more women.
Yes.
More of who women are, which is strong and nurturing and nourishing.
Right.
And I think that's what, you know, Marlon taught me was my ex-husband, Jeff, used to say, I'm a man in a woman's body.
Mm.
And Marlon makes me feel like a woman in a woman's body.
Yeah.
And I think if men understood that it's not necessarily a feminist movement, that word is very interesting to me. I just think women should just be able to work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Go home, take your cap off, and have your man treat you the chivalrous way you want to be treated, a romantic way. I think what's happened with women, they didn't know how to take this movement of women going to the workforce and knowing how to balance it. I didn't know how to balance
it. And not getting a whole lot of respect for it either. There's a lot of anger and hostility from men, feeling that it was a loss to them as opposed to a benefit in the workplace. So that a lot of men were finding that women were coming in, taking away their jobs that they were supposed to have.
Right, exactly.
You know, and
it's
resenting.
Threat.
You know, it's like if you're the keeper of something and someone comes in and says, let's share it, the one who's the keeper feels like they're losing something as opposed to seeing the gains. I think we're starting to see men having more appreciation for the gains they get of bringing the feminine energy into the workplace.
Yeah. Right? It's not always the man paying. It's the woman paying sometimes, then going Dutch. I mean, again, Marlon's book is all about that.
I was going to say, Marlon, what are your thoughts about this?
Oh, me?
That's you,
Marlon. Oh, yeah,
going up. Marlon, you're not taking your cues here.
Are you guys are talking? I'm sorry.
That's so funny.
I think that was it's similar to exactly what you just said is this the idea that we're as a man and a woman coming in and doing the exact same job as the job subscribes, or women coming in attempting to do the same job the same way with the same ideology as a man, as opposed to this person gets the job done this way effectively, this person gets the job done this way effectively, and both of those things work. So you're not in competition with each other. You're complementing each other.
Exactly.
You know, and you're complementing the business as a whole. So as you just said, it's more so what are you gaining from getting rid of this antiquated ideology that a woman can't do a job as good as a man. A woman does a different job.
Right.
She does it as effective in her way.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't take away from whatever it is that you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nobody's doing it better. They're just doing it effective in their own way.
Right. Exactly.
I'm curious, Kim, did you ever have a boss? Did you ever work for somebody, or have you primarily just had your own businesses?
His name is Derek, right next to
me. She does very well. No, you were at Liz Claiborne. She's had a long background of you know, supporting other women's designs and things, but you know, you as an artist, you know to go out on your own.
I just don't do. I do well. It's not my preference.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd like to have my own I like to beat to my own drum. If I don't want to go into the office that day, I don't have to go into the office that day.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, what's your sign?
Astrologically? Taurus.
Oh, Taurus. Ah, I'm a Taurus.
Are you a Taurus?
Taurian, yes.
When's your birthday?
May 15th.
May 13th.
Ah, oh my God, so yay, funny. We rock.
Yeah.
What are you, Derek? No, I feel like
Capricorn, and that's why I keep everything organized.
Exactly. You're practical. Marlon, what are you? Marlon, I feel like you're Leo, you sound like, or like a... What are you?
Aquarius.
So am I. I'm an Aquarius.
So what are you, February?
January 26th.
Okay.
Yeah, Aquarius is the best. Don't you love it, Marlon?
Of course you love it because it's
everybody loves their sign. They think it's the best sign. That
yes,
like
they
so
are.
And Derek, I grew up with a family load of Capricorns.
Oh, so you know it well. Yes, right.
Two nieces, ex-husband, so ex-brother-in-law, my father.
Oh, my God. Oh. Really?
Yeah. Wow. My daughter dodged the bullet. She ended up as a Sagittarius.
Oh, that's a great sign.
She dodged the bullet.
That's really funny. Like, it's a bad thing. I know. It's so funny.
Right.
Well, too many of them in one group is a lot.
Right, right.
That's a lot.
I know.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I know. I mean, two of my kids are Tauruses.
Oh, really? So interesting.
You know what that means.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of...
bullish.
Going
stubborn.
Around.
Yeah.
Right? Stubborn, persevering.
Stubborn, sensitive, yeah. Just kind of want to hang out at home kind of stuff.
But you know, that speaks to, I mean, however much people believe in astrology, I do a lot.
I think it's
just another arena to look at the same data, right? I mean, why is it just psychology or why is it just spirituality? Why not astrology?
I agree.
But I think that the Taurian perseverance is so powerful. You know, people will call us stubborn or bullheaded, etc., but it's really the ability to persevere through adversity and stay grounded within it and hopeful and optimistic that I think are our most beautiful qualities.
Well, I do call myself a bull in a china shop. So there is something to be said about that.
But that's how I see you. I do not see you as stubborn at all. I just see you as like someone who perseveres and like just, you know, just
I can be stubborn.
Really?
Oh,
not with me.
Yes.
Maybe it depends on who she's
but
talking
exactly,
to.
My stubbornness comes out when it comes to values.
Okay.
I have very strong core values about things, and I have a good sense of what's right and what's wrong. And when people don't agree with me on certain things, like the whole, you know, my thing about entitlement, people who walk around the earth believing that they just deserve more than anybody else, that just irks me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I will take that to the grave with a billboard sign. Stop!
Right,
Stop! You're not better than me, and you're not better than anyone else. In fact, you're a shit because you're describing yourself as better than someone else.
You know what Marlon always says, his biggest pet peeve is if you think you're the smartest person in the room.
You're the dumbest.
That's like, really funny. So true.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Derek, you look like you want to speak.
No, it sort of just reminds me of that saying that I always say that is really funny. It's like, you know, when you're in a conversation with a bunch of intellectuals, it's better to just remain quiet and be thought of as smart than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
So
you know,
true.
I always thought that was a great.
Yes, exactly. That's so true.
Do a lot of nodding.
Right.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I concur.
I can see that point of view.
No, it's funny you're talking about Capricorns, but I feel Capricorns are really analytical people a little bit. So we have a tendency to listen and absorb all the information and then make calculations based on that. Uh-huh. And I think that's a really good trait of Capricorns because it keeps you grounded and rational. So you're not making emotional decisions and you're making practical decisions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, so I find that's a great trade for Capricorns.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's worked for me anyway.
So, so Christopher is a Taurus also.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
That's
my boyfriend.
My guy.
Yeah. So what's curious is that you don't describe me as stubborn, but when you put two Taurians together who
Forget
have a
it.
Different point of view, I think that's where you would see
yes.
it. Yes. We've definitely become stubborn in our point of view.
Do you call him your boyfriend?
Yeah,
no,
what
I actually call him?
Him
my husband.
Yes,
yeah.
See, I
you
call
do?
Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I call Marlon my husband.
I've never heard that on air. Really?
Yeah. Well, it's just easier. Then you avoid a lot of questions.
That makes sense. You do too?
Oh, I just say husband.
You do? Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Sometimes it depends on how I'm feeling about him during the day.
Right. I'm just kidding.
Do you know, also, our society is. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
he's just the guy who lives in the house.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. If we had a bad fight and he can see that my ring is not on, he's like, oh, I get it. She's still pissed.
It's a good indication.
Right.
But no, I mean, it's just, it's easier because still we have a pretty archaic society that really values marriage more, and the husband and wife team. So I just get more credibility by calling him my husband and vice versa. You know, you get, you just, it's just an easier thing when you call for a reservation, my husband and I, or my husband's here, or this
yeah,
or that,
that makes
than
sense.
Saying my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
You know, boyfriend sounds so...
High school.
Or also that it's transient,
yeah,
right? My
yeah.
boyfriend today, well, what about 3 months from now? You know,
right,
so a 7-year relationship, it qualifies.
I think so. I think 10 years qualifies.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, you know, talk about our kick. I mean, I'm in an interracial relationship. I mean, you know...
Marlon, you're black?
She's black.
No.
No.
Yes. Yeah. And so talk about archaic. I mean, so, you know, you walk around, you're still looking at people thinking.
Like, you still get looks, you mean?
Still get looks.
Oh, really?
Do you find that in different geographical locations?
Of course. Is it more older people, I'm assuming?
One time we were in Malibu.
Uh-huh.
Remember, honey, at Nobu.
Okay.
And it was
Nobu, yeah.
Remember Nobu. And it was just, it was odd. I mean,
in Malibu? I would consider
that's where
Malibu
I live.
As, yeah, but highly progressive and.
It's so not.
Not sure what Malibu right. you've been to.
I don't
to.
Know.
Well, exactly. I worked really? In rehabs in Malibu, so maybe that wasn't fair demographic.
Yeah, that might be.
You know, it's interesting. I think that when you go closer into, like, the city,
mm-hmm. yeah.
interestingly enough, you'll go into Los Angeles, you'll go. Maybe even out here in the valley or whatever. But in Malibu, it's like...
Yeah.
Maybe because there's only 3 black people living in Malibu. I
don't exactly.
know
I they're like, what is this?
that could be it. It's a bit more on my radar.
And they're Marlon's illegitimate children, by the way.
That's right.
Well, no. He's got one that lives out here. We're, you know, he's just gorgeous, Jake. He's got his son, Jake, and I've got a son, Jake.
Oh, that's neat. So funny. That's
yeah, isn't that funny?
Well, it's so funny. We were talking. What you guys are talking about. I have a friend who adopted. She's Caucasian with her husband. She adopted a boy from Africa, and one time they went to the beach together, and this woman runs up to her and her son and says, oh, "Let me help you find his mother."
Oh no!
Yes,
believing the child,
and the mother was Sandra. Yeah. And the mother was Sandra Bullock.
Exactly. It's so funny. And I mean, she's like, "Look, I get it, you know," but like, he wasn't even crying. It wasn't like he was like distressed, you know. But
very
it was really interesting because like people have these notions that you know, it's so it's just kind of interesting. I never forgot that story.
But it's true. I mean, you think about you know, it's a generational thing. I mean, I come from a Jewish family. They always wanted me to marry somebody Jewish. I did.
Uh huh.
And now I'm in an interracial relationship. But they don't care. My
right.
parents are like, whatever, do what you want. But I think that nowadays, everyone should be able to do what they want to do. Be with who they want to marry. Date who they want to date.
Yeah.
And it's becoming more and more.
Yeah.
I think so. Sure. Yeah.
I just want I don't know why. I'll get off my soapbox now.
No, but that,
no,
that is
I felt the needs as we were talking psychology and all of that.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. What other kind of psychologically related topics can we tie into business? I mean, it's so important. I think it would be really helpful if you could come up with maybe 5 practical tips. You've got somebody in their 20s and they're thinking, I don't want to just do the mainstream route of job after job. I really would like to start something. I feel entrepreneurial. I'd love to have, you know, some tips, please, Kim.
Okay.
What would I do? What would be the first thing I would do?
Do not go into business or with anybody who's a best friend.
Oh,
a mate,
okay.
like a boyfriend,
okay,
or a family member,
okay,
okay. That's a good piece.
Then just
from experience.
Yeah.
Well, I just think that you're putting the emotion. Don't you think, Derek?
I totally agree with that. Yeah, and then I mean, there's exceptions to the rule, but in general,
of course.
Yeah, it's a
you know, you both know each other so well, and you have that emotional, and so when it gets to that point, you can't really separate.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's better not.
It's so funny. I always say I don't think I'd want to go into business with my husband. Like,
no,
I see how he is, and I'm like, oh my god, I would not be able to not take it personally. Like, I just.
Well, that's what happens.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, as much as I love my sisters and as much as I love family members and friends, it's been my experience.
Yeah.
That's all. It's not really ever gone. It's always gone awry.
Right. Exactly. I mean, although it's worked out pretty good for us as friends, I think the business venture,
but I don't
but
know
it's
that
different.
This isn't
exactly.
really that we're going out to sell a product. We're just being us.
Well,
yeah.
that's it. I
being
think
our
when you're.
And that's
yeah.
why
yeah.
it works so well.
Right.
You guys are so great. You
but
know?
We have done a little bit of our own sort of picking and choosing how we, you know, do. How we find guests and
yeah.
you know, trying to look for sponsors. We've done a fair
Do
amount
you argue?
Of.
Yeah.
No, not
I don't
yet.
Think ever.
No.
I don't think we've gotten to an argument.
Well, we will eventually. I think we should.
Exactly. Can we start today?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to. I want
to. Like to provoke it.
I'm starting to feel something right now.
Kelly, I've been meaning to tell you that, you know, the way you write that email, oh, I mean, you know, I mean, so I, that's it.
Now I see your stubbornness.
That's not a change. Yeah.
So you were late this morning.
That's right.
And you're never late, supposedly.
Right.
That's
but
what
I wasn't
yeah.
late to the show.
No, I know.
I was not late.
She's like, now I'm trying to start a fight.
All right. So that's the number one tip. All right. What else you got?
I think that people are very impulsive, young people. They don't do their research.
Do the research.
Do the research, because the less surprises you have, the better.
Yeah.
So do your research.
Sure.
Who, what, and how.
Like your audience, your market, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Who are you designing for? Or who, who's your demographic? What are you making? How are you going to do
it? So, like, do you feel like the women that you mentor, sometimes they're like, oh, this looks so great, but they're not thinking about, like, really who their audience is? That, do you feel like that happens quite often?
Oh, definitely. I just came off. I'm from Phoenix Fashion Week, and I was part of the judge on the boot camp, and really giving them some hard. I mean, I was not candy coating anything.
That's good.
Saying it nicely, but saying, you guys, listen. If you don't want to spend all your money, or spend your parents' money, or your investors' money, do your research.
Yeah.
Do your work. Because I've had a lot of surprises, and I've been impulsive, and I would never, ever give advice if I had not been through this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, exactly. So would you recommend a formal business plan as well?
Well, I think that a mission statement is probably the first thing to do. Mm-hmm. Business plans... You can do a business plan, but a mission statement is really your story. Why are you doing this? Always ask yourself, why am I doing this? If you don't have the true passion, if you're only doing this to make money, then get out, because there's a lot of sleepless nights. There's not a lot of hand-holding when you're down and you can't find money and you got the orders and you can't do this and you can't ship on time. And no one's holding your hand these days.
Yeah,
And I think that most importantly is just, you know, who, what, and how. Mm-hmm. And why are you doing this?
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I was just thinking while you were talking, do you feel like a lot of women were catty because they were jealous and intimidated? Did you experience any of that? Or was it the opposite? It was like support and love. You look like you want to say something.
Well, I think that I'm a huge supporter of women. Uh-huh. I have a saying that I say, if you plant the seeds to build the trees, to build the forests, you'll have women really binding together as a forest. I mean, real support. Mm-hmm. I think that we all need support, no matter what you're going through. But I always think you're going to get that BS of girls talking and, oh, she's fat, she doesn't look good. Yeah. I always compliment women.
Yeah.
Always. Always,
I didn't
always.
Get a compliment today.
I said, you and I are BFFs. I said, listen, I'm going to see you when I'm... I did. I did compliment you.
Where's mine? Yeah, I was already criticized. I was late to the show.
I know. I wanted
stubborn.
To start a fight. See, now look, I'm starting the fight.
No, but I...
And go.
Action. There we go.
No, but I hear what you're saying. I know what you're saying. That's really funny. Yeah.
Complimenting women. I so admire you for that, because I think that is so incredibly important. There's so much envy in the world, you know, and there's what I say, there's negative envy and positive envy, and the negative envy is destructive. You have something I believe I can't have, so I'm going to spoil it in you, versus you have something I really admire. I think it's awesome. I'm going to work my ass off to see if I can't emulate that quality within you. So that's envy drawing us toward something positive. So appreciate what somebody else has.
I
love
totally
it
agree.
And enjoy it and take some of it on yourself.
It's well, so that's true. Taken a long time. I mean, that's taken a long time. I think that I have gone through, and because of Derek and Marlon, a lot of the very, how do I put this, people that I shouldn't have had, they were draining of my energy.
Right.
Draining of my energy.
Yeah.
And weren't there for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, I see. Yeah.
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 And I think that's a really important point that you make, is that, you know, surrounding yourself with people that...
Oh, hey, now, Marlon, we got a little background noise there.
Marlon, I love you doing dishes for Kim. That's so sweet.
No,
he's always trying to pull attention.
He's cleaning house. He's sorting out her closet. Right. He's organizing the True Religion
jeans. Don't touch the shoes.
Don't
touch the shoes.
Anyway, Marlon, did you want to stay on till... We don't want to keep you. We didn't know that
she wants
to
kick you off, Marlon. You're making too much
noise. No, I just want to know if you want to stay on. We need you to be quiet.
Yeah, please. God.
Oh, sorry, just walking around.
Okay, right. you can either, you want to stay on, or do you want to?
Marlon, give us a shout out one more time for your book.
Yeah.
Oh, for the book?
Yeah, and go ahead.
Yeah, the book, it's called The Last Dinosaur,
subtitled "An Every Man's Guide to the New Woman," and it's available. It's on audio.
Awesome.
At the Last Dinosaur audiobook.com. It's an hour and 17 minutes.
Cool.
Because guys can't listen to anything longer than that with self-help or relationship in the title.
So true. So true. This sounds so interesting. Marlon, we want to talk to you later. We'll discuss.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Love you, honey.
Absolutely.
Bye, Marlon.
Hey, another question.
Yes.
Oh, you were going to, Derek, wait, you were talking.
Oh, no, what I was just, back to what our point was, is that I do think a lot of your success is the people that you surround yourself with.
Oh,
and if you surround yourself with positive people that are really, you know, got your best interest in heart, I really do think that it really makes a difference in your life. And some people don't realize that they have negative people or negative influences.
Energy
and
centers.
Can't get out of it.
Yeah. It's so true.
It's really true.
Yeah.
It really is. And I do the same thing in my life, and it's really, really made a difference, not only in personal, but in business as well.
Isn't it funny how, like, when you're younger, you sort of put up with so much, and then as you get older, you're like, I'm not dealing with that at all. I don't want this person in my life, and it's just easier.
No,
you know?
Drama.
Oh, it's like, why deal with
no,
it?
No,
you know?
No more drama.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's always going to be drama. I think it's just kind of...
Well, some people, like, draw it to themselves because they feel engaged in life when they're in that dramatic...
Yes,
you know, so
and they feel special.
Right, so they don't want to lose that. But I don't think it's really healthy in the long run for you. You know what I mean? I think it's destructive, really. Yeah. So
now, here's a curious question. So my father and his partner, they were both, from Holocaust survivors, et cetera, came to this country. They landed their partnership on a handshake. Business partner in the car wash businesses. And they were partners until the one gentleman passed away. And then there were two sons. And so my father stayed partners with them. And then until my father passed away. So now all of us kids, the two brothers and the two sisters, I'm the sister part, if you haven't noticed, not the brother part. But
really?
Really?
That dress looks fabulous.
So we still do not have a partnership agreement. So I'm really curious. You two have been partners for how many years now?
Well over 3 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a formal partnership agreement?
Each project has an agreement.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I hire people to work for me, I had the last company that I just sold after True Religion called Babakul, B-A-B-A-K-U-L. Anybody who came to work for me, because I had a lot of girls working for me, they had to sign an NDA.
Non-disclosure agreement for those who don't know that. Yes, that's
right. And mutually binding arbitration agreement.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, mind you, my father's an attorney. Uh-huh. So,
that's great.
You have to have these things in place. And I think that, they're just important.
Yeah, exactly.
You. I hate to say that because I'm a person with a handshake. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm old school.
Right, right.
But not these days.
I know.
Yeah.
No, you got
to
be
you have
safe.
To be careful nowadays. It's different. Yeah, it really is.
Well, it's become a real litigious community.
Definitely, sure.
Or society.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's what's so sad, too, because we want to be able to, us who like to trust people.
Yes.
And when we find people who we have.
That's a tourist
loyalty.
Trait.
Yeah. Right. I told you that's where the value is.
Yes.
I get stubborn about.
To your debt. You become
to my
so,
detriment.
To your detriment.
Yeah.
But
I'll
what
give
about
away so much.
What about with prenups with you guys? Do you guys feel the same way in the personal?
Would I have a prenup if we were going to get married? Yep, I would.
You would.
Yeah, because of the way inheritance and things like that were structured in my child and my trust and all that. It would just be complicated to not have that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This was Marlon's idea, a cohabitation agreement.
Oh, that's pretty smart. That's really smart.
Because I think what happens is that when you do become successful, and you've been burned in the past, you just your guard's up, and I believe in love, but I really wanted to. He wanted me to feel like I'm here for you.
That's so sweet.
Right.
I'm here for you,
good
honey.
Guy.
So
yeah, awesome.
Sounds
yeah, and
like
you never
guy.
Know how people's expectations of things change when they feel stilted, or somebody goes off and has an affair. It's not predicted, but then all of a sudden you feel entitled to everything.
Right?
Then my entitlement thing goes out the window. I mean,
right.
I think that there's more. I'm not going to go into the subject. About women and this is why women should work. Women should work.
Absolutely. Should take care of themselves.
They should be self because it just that brings your self-esteem, and then your choices of who you're with mm-hmm. changes.
I don't believe sure. any adult male or female should be entirely dependent on someone else.
No. Yes.
You know? I mean, there are reasons some people are dependent, you know, if they're handicapped or things like that. But, you know, if you yeah. have a good working mind and a able sure. body, get out there and do something.
Absolutely.
So we just have a couple minutes left. Okay. So parting yeah. words, what would you like people to know about? Obviously, the book, Gold Standard, How to Rock the World and Run an Empire by Kim Gould. And
we've Such a great title.
Her great fiancé, Marlon, on, who has the dinosaur.
Last Dinosaur.
The Last Dinosaur and the audio. And
Derek LaSalle.
You are amazing.
Thank you. Thank yeah. you for having
Derek's
us.
I love Derek's voice, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. It's such a good radio voice. Oh, I love it.
But run anyway, it a little ahead. Deeper.
Go Howard Stern, watch out.
Go, yeah, a, little, exactly. go a little deeper. Go,
go way down
go.
Here.
There you go.
All right.
But like Derek's it. Also a writer, producer.
Yes. I have a really strong theater producing background, so I do a lot of original musicals here in L.A. And
oh, cool.
started some that have gone on to Off-Broadway.
Wonderful.
And,
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's been great.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
So cool.
You want to perform for us here on the next show?
Oh. Sure. Yes. Yeah, I'll come in. I'll do a big number for you.
Yeah. I like it. Awesome. All right. Well, yeah. Callie, it's time to say goodbye. I love you.
You too. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Yeah,
Kim,
thank
you are so inspirational. You as well, Derek. It was really such
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for
we really
us.
Appreciate sure. it. It's a great show.
Yes, right. And if you missed calling in today, you can also email us. And we do have a free giveaway of a book. And please visit our new website.
All right. Take care.
All right, see Coach Kelly. Bye-bye. Next week.
Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.